Okay. Okay, how about I say? Let's go on. Let's pick up the Gemara from the bottom of towards the bottom of Samasayim Aleph. What's the last narrow line? Amar Bono Levishvi Inish Shikha Bitsavyosa Bursa. Ilma Parish Lamin Savyosa Vada Nafa Lakosa Vahavi Ayva Mishum Masheret Sasheret Salaretz. Rabbeinu said that a person shouldn't filter beer at night because maybe when he's filtering the beer, a sheretz will get stuck to the filter, will be perished from the beer to the filter, and then it'll drop back in. And since it's dark, he won't notice. And the Rashi says, Rashi says that the chash is Rashi Dibra Masla. But since it was perished to the Savyasa, the Yerim Shemasheretz has Sheretz on the earth. The Chayman Deroch Shavahol Sukhtas Alakoshim Nasa Sheretz Oretz. Since it was Reichish a little bit on the Kashim, a little bit, it had the din of a Sheretz Oretz. Where did Rashi get this from that it has to be Reichish Ksas in order to be a Sheretz Oretz? And the Gemara later about Pirshu Meis. Gemara Zabaya Pirshu Meis Amal. What if it was perished Loretz, but it died? Rashi learns the Baya is that it didn't have a chance to be Reichish. It's a bidal ifshut if that's called a sheretz al aretz. Here the Gemara says, but pshit it's going to be over. So it must be because here it was the reichesh al aretz. It moved a little bit on the aretz. And may it be over the issue of sheretz ha sheretz al aretz. So you see that for the issue of sheretz ha sheretz al aretz, it doesn't have to be mamish on the ground. If it's on the filter, but it's not in the water, that's also called that it's on something, that's called that it's on dry land, and it's called a sheretz al aretz. So the Gemara asks, Yachi b'mana nami, dumi pir parish l'mana, the dafna d'mana, v'adun afu l'mana. So even you have ma'im shebekelim, why aren't you cheshish? That maybe one of the little shrotzim crawled up on the side of the vessel, the inside, and then it fell back in. Tried to climb out and fell back in. So why won't that? Why isn't that also going to be a problem? So Mar says, also ma'inu revise. That's its normal habitat. So even though when it swims around in the water, it maybe crawls out a little bit on the Daitna Kli, that's not yet called that it was Parish La'aretz. We know Perma. How do you know such a thing? The Sanyim and I, the Rabbis, very sick in the Mahesh, Shesheich, Vishesim, and Benin, and the Tamil Lema Teichel, and we call it Sheba Maya. And now, the Lech is still a Parish, the Dofna of Adon Ophel. Why aren't we afraid that maybe it was Parish to the Daitan? Well, the Hainu Rivise, Hachanam, Yahweh, Hainu Rivise. Rashi says, what's the Mile of Hainu Rivise? That it's not called that it was Parish Men Amayim. Why is that? I was thinking, what's that after that it wasn't perish min amayim? What it says here in Rashi is, that's for sure, that there's no issue of sheretz amayim. Because this is not a sheretz that came from Yom HaMinacholim, it's a sheretz that came from mayim. Even if it leaves the mayim, it's moving in Rashi, it's not going to get the issue of sheretz amayim. It's not. It wasn't engendered by Yom HaMinacholim. It's a sheretz that was engendered from Mayim Shebekel. So it's not the issue of sheretz Mayim you're not going to have. But what you might have is the issue of sheretz and sheretz al aretz. Because this bug, when it falls onto the aretz and flounders around a little bit, and then it falls back into the water or back into the beer. So for that little bit of floundering around on the filter, of floundering a little bit on the ground, it transforms itself. Now it becomes a sheretz and sheretz al aretz. Because this sheretz was sheretz al aretz. Sheretz means that it was reichish al aretz. Therefore, it'll be awesome. But the Daifne Kli, you don't have that problem. Because Daifne Kli is Hainu Revise, it wasn't a Perish Min Amayim. Since it wasn't yet Perish Min Amayim, so it doesn't become a Sheretz Ha'aretz. It doesn't become a Sheretz Ha'aretz Ha'aretz. So I was claiming, what's the Pshat on that? Why is the fact that it wasn't yet Perish Min Amayim make it that it wasn't Sheretz Tzel Oretz? Why can't it be both? It wasn't Perishim and Amayim, so Hainu would be say, this is the way it lives in the waters, unless it crawls up on the beach and then it falls back in. But why is that a steer? But at the end of the day, it's also Sheretz Tzel Oretz. So I was saying, you can understand this in two ways. You could understand that Kol Zman, it's the revise of living in the water. It's not called that it was Sheretz Tzel Oretz. No, it's a chesaron in the Meiser Shvitz. It's a chesaron in the Meiser Rechisha. In order to be a Sheretz Tzel Oretz, it has to be Reichel Tzel Oretz. And Kol Zman is still Mechubber to the Mayim, because it's Hainu Revise. So Mechubber in a broad sense. Kol Zman is still Mechubber to the Mayim, so it lacks in the Rechisha Tzel Oretz. Maybe that's the shot. Maybe the shot is something else. Rashi means that Kol Zman, that it's still Revise, it's still living in the water. So it's a Sheretz HaMayim. It can't be a Sheretz HaMayim and also be a Sheretz HaOretz. Maybe if it wants to become a Sheretz HaOretz, it has to leave behind being a Sheretz HaMayim. And Kol Zman, it's a Sheretz HaMayim. Kol Zman, it's Hainu Revise. It's still living in the water. So it can't become a Sheretz HaOretz because right now it's a Sheretz HaMayim. But I think that's not true. That's not true. Can't say because there's a Gemara in Makkos. Look at this Gemara in Makkos. What does it say over there? Ochel Putisa Loika Arba. The mother like a chomish, sira like a sheish. Different sheet is going to show you what's going on in that Gemara. The Ram, we already saw a little bit how the Ram learns at the Gemara. But the Rashi learns Pshat in that Gemara that Ochel Putisa Leika Arba means that it's a Sheretz Haaretz. And a Sheretz Haaretz, you get there's four malchus for Sheretz Haaretz. The Torah said there's four malchus for Sheretz Haaretz. The Ram holds an interesting thing. You can't have many malchus for one Isser. Rashi and the Ramban is masking to Rashi's Pshat. They hold, you could have many malchus for one Isser. If the Torah said several times not to eat a Sheretz Haaretz, then for every time that the Torah reiterates the lab, you get a separate malchus. So a putisa is a Sheretz Haaretz, you get four malchus. And an amola is a Sheretz ha-mayim. And for Sheretz ha-mayim, there's five malchus. Five malchus. Actually, there's a cheshmer that Sheretz ha-mayim has five malchus. Agam Urcha, it's Mavur in that Rashi that the lav of Sheretz HaMayim is called Shainless Lefir Bekaskesis. Remember, we talked the other day. The Ramah Shita is that the Kolosh Shainless Lefir Bekaskesis is the Nisif for a dog tummy, a fish. Bugs are not fish. The issue of a Sheretz HaMayim is a different pasuk, the general pasuk, not the Yitzhotzim. But Rashi holds like the Ramban that Kolosh Shainless Lefir Bekaskesis is not only not kosher fish, but it's all Shotzi HaMayim. Rashi also holds that way. And then it says, Sira Leke Sheish. So Rashi, why is Sira Leke Sheish? Because it's Sira is a Sheretz. The Sira over there is a Sheretz Haoretz and a Sheretz Ha'if. So there's four Malkas for Sheretz Ha'oretz and there's two Malkas for Sheretz Ha'if. So you get six Malkas in all. So you see from that Rashi that you can have something that's a Sheretz Ha'oretz and a Sheretz Ha'if. We don't say you have to choose your identity. Do you identify as a Sheretz Haaretz? You can't be Sheretz Haif. If you identify as a Sheretz Haif, you can't be a Sheretz Haaretz. It says in Rashi, no, you can have multiple identities. You could be a Sheretz Haaretz and a Sheretz Haif. If it's Reichel Tzel Haaretz, it's a Sheretz Haaretz. And then if it flies, it becomes a Sheretz Haif. And it could be both things. So if it could be a Sheretz Haaretz and a Sheretz Haif, why can't it be a Sheretz Hamayim and a Sheretz Haaretz? I think it's Mukhlot that the Pshat of Hainu Revise is not, well, it's still a Sheretz Hamayim, it can't become a Sheretz Haaretz. That wouldn't be a steer. I think the Pshat has to be, Kol Zman, it's not, it's in a state of, that Kol Zman, it wasn't Perish Min Amayim, so it's not called that it was Reichel Tzel Haaretz. If it'll be Perish Min Amayim, it'll be Reichel Tzel Haaretz, then it'll be a Sheretz Haaretz and a Sheretz Amayim. Except here, there's no Malkus for Sheretz Amayim because it wasn't born by Yom HaMinachalim. But let's say it has something that was born by Yom HaMinachalim, and then it was Reichel Tzel Haaretz. So it'll be both. It'll be a Sheretz Amayim and it'll be a Sheretz Haaretz. Akapanim, Shitas Rashi, likewise Shitas Ramban, is that these bugs that would perish onto the filter, that they would perish onto the Tzav Yosa from the beer, they would perish onto the Tzav Yosa, the Isser is not for Sheretz HaMayim. There's no Sheretz HaMayim. There was no Yom HaMinachalim before they were Bekalim, and now they're on dry land. Neither Kalim nor dry land fall under the heading of Yom HaMinachalim. So there's no way that these bugs can become Sheretz, you could be Chaim in them for Sheretz HaMayim. Rather, when they fall onto the tabyosa and the perish min hamayim, they become a sheretz hasheretz haaretz because it's a roichesh on the tabyosa. And by the act of being roichesh on the tabyosa, it becomes a sheretz haaretz. Chayetz krachin bar sheretz hasheretz haaretz. The Gemara brings the pasuk of sheretz haaretz. I say the Rambam is a different shita. The Rambam, who has Rambams? Maybe we're going to be looking at the Rambam a lot. Or should I put it up on the screen? Anybody not have a Rambam? Not have access to a Rambam? Get the Rambam Perek Beis at Machol Suris. Yeah, I'll offer you a test. So, Dr. Ram, Shes Hamayim, Hanibu, the Boris, the Sikhon, the Maura Israel, the Enam, Mayim, Nabin, the Rain, Absurim, Harim, Kemayim, Shibakli, Mutta, the Sheikh, the Sheikh, the Enina, the Athelpi, Shibale, the Shash, the Osin, the Isan, the Shotam Hadaki. I meant by Mamun, Shle Pirsh, whom he mocked by Osin. Aval Pir Shasheretz, Apple Bishop, Lotecha clear, Lotecha bar also. Here's a date, Nehovis. Cause of an awful Lotecha Mayam, Lotecha Sheikha Mutter. Pain and Pierce, the date Nevar, and more of a puzzle of Mayam Mutter. I'm a sign in the Sayayan, or yes, a Chemitz, or yes, a Sheikha. The Ochel is a Fushim, or say a Tushim, but they rise. We didn't read this part in the Gemara yet. This is the next Gemara. Amalei Avchiz Rabuna Tani Messiah Kol Asher Tsheretz Loris. The rabbis have Chushin Shesinina. Time of the Sinin Halo Sinin and Shor. So that's the Rambings. Hamasana Seyayim Misachayim Misayes Hashecha. The Ochel Seyav Chushin Loisay Tushim Ate Lois Shesinin Loike Mishum Sheretz Hamayim Mishum Sheretz Loif. I'm sorry. Mishum Sheretz Hamayim Mishum Sheretz Loif Visheretz Hamayim. Some of these things have wings, so then they're shared to Mayim and a shared site. That's Yetushim, probably have wings. And Yavchushim, Rashi is like Yetushim. Come and don't have wings, so they're just a shared to Mayim. But the component, the Malkus over here is for shared to Mayim. I feel a chodzul of Kliach as she's in, and even though they went back into the Kli. She pirshum imokim b'yosim. Avon loisinein, shoyisivein, and in the Kamashi pirashim. We learn Rambam that when these shots are perished from the mayim onto the filter, or onto the filter, and then they fall back in, the issur is not sheretz haaretz. The issur is not sheretz haaretz. The issur is sheretz hamayim. There's your rabbi. The issur is sheretz hamayim. Maybe sheretz hamayim and sheretz haif. But the bottom is mishum sheretz hamayim. Why is it sheretz hamayim? It was never by yom mamu v'necholim. How does it become a sheretz hamayim? Sheretz hamayim is by yom minuchol. This thing wasn't by yom minuchol. It was in a kli, and then it was on a filter, and back in a kli. It never came close to yom minuchol. So with what is it a sheretz hamayim? So Behechik of Shabbos, as we talked about it, we already touched on the past. But the Rambam learns that Heter Mayim Shebekalim is not that shrotzim that are in Mayim Shebekalim are not shrotzei hamayim. They don't need simonim. Rashi learns that shrotzim that aren't bayom minacholim, they're not shrotz. They don't need simonim. The din of snap, the whole requirement of snapir v'kaskesis is only bayom minacholim. And shrotzim shrotzei hamayim that were never bayom minacholim don't need to have a snapir v'kaskesis. Just like when a dry land, it's not going to all of a sudden develop the need for a snapir v'kaskesis. If it doesn't need a snapir v'kaskesis, unless it's bayom minacholim, then it doesn't need. The Rambam learns it's not the pshat. A sheretz hamayim is a sheretz hamayim. It always needs a snapir v'kaskesis. It's always also. It's also sheretz hamayim. Mayim shebekalim is a matir. It calls that mayim shebekalim when the mayim shebekalim is mashritz. So the mayim shebekalim is matir. The isur shotzim shebetoicha. I think the get is it becomes like part of the mayim. So, but that's only when it's in the mayim. When it's perishim and amayim, it loses the matir. Once it loses the matir, be'etzem it's a sheretz amayim. You don't need to be born by yom v'necholim to be a sheretz amayim. It could be born in a keli, it's also a sheretz amayim. Just because it's in the keli, there's the matir of sheretz amayim. The mayim is matirit, because you can drink it with the mayim. The mayim is matirit. Second that it's perish, it loses the matir, and the mele becomes also a sheretz amayim. It's very meduik. The Lashon Rambam, the Rambam says that you could be that all these shots are mayim. You could be sheikh and sheise in mayim. The Lashon Rambam at the beginning, in the middle of Halach Yud Zayin. Only in mayim. But if you pull the sheretz out of the mayim and eat it, that's also. And it's the poshut. That's an impirish. The minute it's perish in mayim, it loses the heter of sheretz mayim. The heter of sheretz mayim is only when you drink it in mayim, because then it's like part of the water. The mayim was mashritz. I look at it. The mayim was mashritz. Not a sheretz with me'atzma. The minute the sheretz is perish, it's no longer part of the mind. That's what the Rambam learns this halacha this gemara about the pirish l'sevios. First of all, you have to know, how does it stem with the lashon of the gemara? The lashon of the gemara is, lashon of the gemara is, lashon of the gemara is, because it'll be perish l'sevios, v'avei oiver mishum sheretz ha-sheretz ala oretz. As the pasuk it says it's sheretz haaretz. The pasuk in the gemara says perish in the gemara. The isur sheretz haaretz al haaretz. And then likewise later in the gemara, I'm going to quiz the Rav Huna time in the Messiah. Kol sheretz haaretz al haaretz. The rabbis have pushing to fill it up. The gemara means the pasuk of sheretz haaretz al haaretz. Pasuk of sheretz haaretz, not the pasuk of sheretz hamayim. I think the answer is that the Stam Ram had a different gifts, but that's easy to say. But I think the shot is the Ram wasn't. What's the love of Sheretz Hamayim? It's not like that. What love of your what is the love of Sheretz Hamayim? So Smachaykus Yishayim. Rashi and the Ramban learn the love of Sheretz Hamayim is Kol Asher Ein Leis Lapir VeKaskeses Leis Techelu. Et Elo Techelu Kol Asher Yesh Leis Lapir VeKaskeses. That's the law of sheretz hamayim. It will be very hard to change the gish in the Gemara. Then instead of being goes kol sheretz sheretz al oretz, the gish should be kol sheretz le snapir v'kaskeses leisichelu. That's quite a big change to have to make in the Gemara. But we don't need to make such a big change because the Rambam is the shitosa. The Rambam holds that the issue of kol she'en l'snapir v'kaskeses, it's already said many times, the Rambam holds that's only for fish. The Rambam says that a fish is not a sheretz, and a sheretz is not a fish. The Rambam, that's August the Shoresh test, is marach, that a fish is a sheretz amayim. A fish is a sheretz amayim. kind of have to, anything that lives in the water, they're all shots in, like fish and whatever, and copepods and whatever you want. But the Rambam holds that a fish is not a sheretz, and the law of kol she'enes tapir v'kaskeses is a law for fish. It's not the law for shots in my. So what is the law for shots in my? There's no other pasuk in Torah that talks about shots in my. So where's the law for sheretz in my? So that's the Rambam here in Halacha. Yud Beis. Dr. Adam, in Aloch Yud Beis, Oichel Kezayis Mishayet Samayim, Loikim in Atayra, Shenemar, Al Teshaksuf Nafshesechem, Bechol Asheretz Hashoretz, Loikitamu Behem. Hare Kolol Balab Zeh Sheretz Oretz, Vesheretz Oif, Vesheretz Samayim, Vesheretz Vesheretz Samayim, Eil Abriyas Haktanis, Kmei Atalum, Vealuko Shemamayim, anything that's not a dog, anything that's not a fish is a sheretz hamayim, and the issue is from the possible is the saksus nafshesechem v'chol asheretz hasheretz, which is not talking about mayim. It's a general lav. It's a generic lav. It doesn't. There are lav and talk about sheretz ha'oif, and there are lav and talk about sheretz ha'oretz, and this is a lav that talks about shotsim, general lav for shotsim. The Rambam says, if you eat a sheretz hamayim, Rambam Shita is, if you eat a sheretz ha'oretz, you don't get malchus for the general lav of shrotzim, because it's already covered by the specific lav of sheretz ha'oretz. You're not going to get another malchus for the generic lav of sheretz of shrotzim in general, kol sheretz ha'sheretz. But if you eat a sheretz hamayim, so it doesn't have a lav of its own. Since it doesn't have a lav of its own, so then you can get malchus for the general lav of you know, supposed to after shaksus nafshesechem bechol hasheretz hasheretz. In the Rambam, I think it's not so difficult to be magi in the Gemara. We only have to take out two words. The lesson word was sheretz hasheretz alaretz. We'll take out the words alaretz. It's not the pasuk of hasheretz hasheretz alaretz. It's the pasuk of hasheretz hasheretz. It means this pasuk the Rambam put in the Lofi Yudbeis of alta shaksus nafshesechem bechol hasheretz hasheretz. That's the laugh, hasheretz hamay. I think it's clear. That's what the Rambam's goes in the Gemara. Not Asheretz Asheretz Ala Oretz, which is a different pasuk. The law of Asheretz Asheretz, the Asheretz Asheretz period, which is a generic law for all shrotzim, which is the law that you get malchus for Asheretz Amai. That's the Rambam read this Gemara. Yesh Lishal. This also we already talked about a little bit. Yesh Lishal, if the law for Sheretz Hamayim is not the Pasuk of Snapir v'Kaskeses, Pasuk of Snapir v'Kaskeses is for fish, and here we're talking about other shotsim, Taylois and so on, so then where do we get the required, where do we get the Heter Mayim Shebekalim? The Heter Mayim Shebekalim is learned out from a Yom Munacholim. That's the Pasuk about the issue of Dogim Tmeim. How do we know that it applies to Sheretz, or how do we know that it applies to other kinds of short? How do we know that it applies to Sheretz Hamayim? It's not a fundamental question. If according to the Rambam, the issue of dog and tomato is one thing, and that's where it says Yomu Nechalim, and then there's a different issue for things that are not fish, for shotzei mayim, the generic law of eating shotzim. So how do you have the heter mayim shibakalim? The heter mayim shibakalim was learned out from the pasuk of Yomu Nechalim, which is said by dog and tomato. How do we apply it to Sheretz Aretz? How do we apply it rather to Sheretz Amayim? The answer is that the Rambam learns that the din of mayim shebekalim is not that you only need a stapir bekaskeses if it's in a kli, it doesn't need a stapir bekaskeses. It only needs a stapir bekaskeses if it was born in yomim minachalim. If that was true, then even if it's perish min amayim, why should it all of a sudden need a stapir bekaskeses? But it was still not yomim minachalim. That's why Rashi learns that when it's perish, it still doesn't need a stapir bekaskeses. You get a difference or share its arts. But according to the Rambam, when it leaves the water, all of a sudden get an issue of sheretz hamayim. What do you mean you get an issue of sheretz hamayim? Why should it need to stop here? Because kaskeses is not by yom v'necholim. So we said earlier in the shir that the Rambam holds that it's a sheretz hamayim regardless. Just a mayim shebekalim is a matter because it becomes part of the mayim. So the Rambam held that just like mayim shebekalim is matter the issue of dogim tmeim because it becomes part of the water, you have a very small dag tomei that you could drink in hamayim. It's mutter because it's part of the mayim shebekalim. So we learn out from there, in general, that Mayim Shebekalim takes off all these sort. And just like it takes off the issue of Dagtomi, it can take off the issue of Shotzen. If Mayim Shirikalim is a matter that's considered to be part of the Mayim, and that's why you're allowed to eat a Dagtomi, you're allowed to drink a Dagtomi in a Mayim. So by the same token, you're allowed to eat other Shotzen in a Mayim because it has the same head. And then this is Mukhil from the Din Yavchushim Shusinun, and the Rambam says Yavchushim Shusinunun, you're over for Sheretz HaMayim and sometimes also for Sheretz HaOif. If they have wings, it's a Sheretz HaOif. Sheretz HaOif. If it's a Sheretz HaOif, so then, how did Mayim what does Sheretz HaOif have to do with Yom Menuchal? Sheretz is the same sort. The Rambam's Mayim Shilakelim is matter not only the Isser of Dag Tomi, it's matter all Isser. Because Mayim Shilakelim is a matter that's part of the Mayim. So mainly, the pasuk itself is talking about Dag Tomi. But just like it takes off the issue of Dag Tomi because it's part of the Mayim, so it takes off the issue of Sheretz HaMayim, which is the generic lab of Shrotzen, and it takes off the issue of Sheretz HaOif, if that's the case, if it's something that has wings. The head, the Mayim Shilakelim, takes off all the issue of Shrotzen. Yeah, Eitan.
According to this, do we still have to worry about pouring beer at night because the bugs are going to go back into the beer? And then shouldn't become bottle to the beer?
No, because it's only if it was never perished. That's good for the bug. It's only if it's not in a bitl b'shisha. Bugs that the water was mashrish and they never perished, they're considered to be part of the water. That's the jesa kos of a mayim shibakel. But once they perish, they're also for everyone if they pull back in. That's good for what it says in the skema. Let's take this a little bit further. So the Ram apparently, the Ram learns up the Gemara, he's gairus in the Gemara, that when you pour the beer through the filter and the bugs come out of the beer and they fall onto the filter and then they go back into the water. So the Ishli Yoyver is Sheretz Hamayim, which again, according to the Ram, it means the generic lav of Kol HaSheretz HaSheretz, for which you get Malkus by a Sheretz Hamayim. And if it's a thing with wings, so you'll get the... If it's the thing with wings, and Dickinson said it's hope, but it's also the thing with wings. No, hope is the thing with feathers, not with wings. Anyway, what was I talking about? If it's the thing with wings, so it's also Sheretz HaOif. Why are you also like it for Sheretz HaOretz? After all, it was Sheretz HaOretz. Rashi learns that that's the only lab. Rashi learns that Grata is the lab. It's not Sheretz HaMayim because Rashi also wasn't born by Yom Necholim. It's never going to become a Sheretz HaMayim. Rashi learns that the Isser is that since it was Reichish on the filter, it's a Sheretz HaOretz. Why doesn't the Rama have that too? I understand the Rama, it's a Sheretz HaMayim. It was only Mutter while it was in the water because it was part of the water. Now it was perished, no longer part of the water. So now it's a Sheretz HaMayim. But why isn't it also Sheretz HaOretz? After all, it was Reichish on the land. It was Reichish on the Sevi also. Why doesn't the Taka become a Sheretz HaOretz? The answer is, I mean, it's double bar. Look at the Ram and look above. You know, it's another machlekes that emerges from this whole set of machlekes. Look at the Ram and look above. The Ram says, "Ha'ichel kazayis misheretz oretz, a real sheretz oretz. Ha'ichel kazayis misheretz oretz like it. Shenemar bechol hasheretz hasheretz al oretz sheket sulo yeyachel. Ve'ezu sheretz oretz. What is a sheretz oretz?" So the Rambam keep going chayled b'tzad v'nechoshim v'yakovim v'chipusis is a beetle, v'nadol is a caterpillar. Chayled and sov is maybe a turtle. Chayled is some kind of weasel, I think. V'nechoshim are snakes. Yakovim are scorpions. V'chipusis are beetles. V'nadol is a centipede. V'chayetzim behem. So they're all under the heading of Sheretz HaOretz. It's clear in the Rambam. Sheretz HaOretz, to be a Sheretz HaOretz, it's not enough to be a water bug that fell out. A water bug that fell out of the water onto the Tzaviosa and then fell back into the beer. He doesn't become a Sheretz HaOretz. Rashi knows that it does. Rashi knows that Sheretz HaOretz is any bug that spent any time on the Oretz becomes a Sheretz HaOretz. It's like a gift to said, anybody who turned the doorknob and tells it. So Rashi holds a sheretz that was sheretz al-aretz, even for a second, It's a Sheretz Haaretz. Adam's voice is not a Sheretz Haaretz is a beetle. It's a scorpion. It's things that their nature is to live al Haaretz. Things that their nature is to live in the water. It's just that it fell out of the water. Somebody was filtering the beer and it fell out of the beer and then it fell back into the beer. It doesn't become a Sheretz Haaretz. It remains a Sheretz Haaretz. What the issue is that it loses the heter mayim shebekalim. It's a longer bottle to the water because it was perished from the water. It's a longer bottle to the beer. It was perished from the beer. The log, it seems to be a chalik of the mayim, but the issue is the issue of sheretz hamayim. It's not an issue of anything else. Sheretz hamayim, or if it's a fly a thing with wings, then it'll be a sheretz oif. Sheretz oif, mardoch hashmei. You don't just become a sheretz oif like that. The Rambam learns that there are sheretz hamayim that do become sheretz oif. The Rambam earlier in the halachos, when the Rambam talked about that gemara about ochal, like that famous gemara in Makkos, ochal putisa like arba and amala like a chamish, tira like a sheish. So the Rashi and the Ramban they learn that putisa is a sheretz haaretz. There's many lavin for sheretz haaretz. You get four malchus, and an amala is a sheretz hamayim, and for sheretz hamayim you get five malchus and so on. The Rambam says there's no such thing. So what's this gemara about putisa? You can't get many malchus for one lap. So what are these bugs? So these are bugs that they have different life stages. They start off life on the ground, and then they become or in the water, and then they go on the ground, and then they fly, and they have different metamorphoses. We know bugs have many different metamorphoses, and with every new metamorphosis, it adds a new iser, a new shem. So that could be, you could have a sheretz hamayim that at a certain stage in its life it lives in the water, and then at another stage in its life it moves to land, and that's such a bug you'll be able to hear both sheretz hamayim and sheretz haaretz. But a bug that just fell out of bed on the wrong side and bumped into the ground, that doesn't become a sheretz haaretz. Whatever it is, its intrinsic nature is to be a sheretz hamayim, then it's a sheretz hamayim. Its experience on the tzaviosa doesn't change that. It's all connected. So if we have a new machlokes, I mean, what's the getter of sheretz haaretz? And by extension, what's the getter of sheretz haif? What's the getter of sheretz hamayim? Lefi Rashi, a sheretz hamayim is a sheretz that swims in that was ever in, if it's in the water, it's a sheretz hamayim. And if it falls out onto dry land, then it's reichish a little bit, it becomes a sheretz haaretz. And kozmana, some sheretz haif according to Rashi is the same thing. A sheretz haif is a sheretz that was in the air. If it was never in the air, it could have wings, but it's not a sheretz haif. You have to be in the air. Stomach. I mean, not by extension. And the Rambam learns, no, it has to do with the essential nature of the thing. It doesn't have to fly to be sheretz haif. These yavchushim sheshinanon, they never flew in their lives. They were in the water, and then they fell out into the tzaviyosa. They never flew, but they're sheretz haif. Sheretz haif, and a sheretz haif. If it has wings, it's a sheretz haif. If it's nature, if it's a beetle, it's a sheretz haaretz. If it's a fish thing, if it's something that swims in the water, by nature, then it's a sheretz haif. That's one machlokes, but it's bound up in how to learn this gemara. What's the issue of tzaviyosa? When the bug went out of the beer into the tzaviyosa, according to Rashi, it became a sheretz haaretz. It didn't change its nature, but it becomes sheretz haaretz just by virtue of bumping into dry land. According to Rambam, it's not such a thing. Can't change its nature. It's a sheretz hamayim. It can't become a sheretz haaretz. So what's the issue? Sheretz hamayim. How could it be an issue of sheretz hamayim? It wasn't ever by yomim u'mecholim. There's the Rambam l'shitosa. You don't need to be by yomim u'mecholim to have the issue of sheretz haaretz. Of sheretz hamayim, rather, and in fact, the Rambam holds that sheretz hamayim has nothing to do with yom minchalim. Sheretz hamayim is not even yom minchalim is by dab tomei. Sheretz hamayim is a different level altogether. So, what's this heter mayim shebekalim? It's a difference for what the Rambam has. That mayim shebekalim is a matir. And we learn it out from the dogim tmei. It says by dogim tmei that if they're born in mayim shebekalim, they're mutter. And we learn out by extension that any shotzim that are born in mayim shebekalim, any dvarim asurim, I suppose, that are born in mayim shebekalim. Engendered that a mashrix of mayim shebekalim, they become part of the mayim shebekalim and the mutter. So the Torah said it by dag tomei, but we extend it also to sheretz hamayim, and we extend it also to sheretz ayif, and we can extend it to all kinds of shots. Close mind that it was never left the mayim shebekalim, was mashrix in the mayim shebekalim, so it has the heter mayim shebekalim. So all these things are it's all connected. Again, if you ask me, that when the bug falls out on the tzaviyosa, it becomes a sheretz haaretz, and you look it from sheretz haaretz, but you're not looking for sheretz hamayim. So the Feirush and Rashi, you're not looking for sheretz hamayim. Why not? Because it was never by yom minchalim. I no longer has the heter of mayim shebekalim. This is the Rashi learns. Mayim shebekalim is not a matir. The only fish that requires napir bekaskeses, the only sheretz hamayim that requires napir bekaskeses, are those that come from the yom minchalim. and shrotzei amayim, fish and other kinds of shrotzei amayim. They're all called sheretz amayim. All shrotzei amayim that are not born by yom v'nechalim, they don't need a habit. Not pirve kaskeses. Even if they afterwards they wind up on dry land, they still don't need a sefer v'kaskeses. But if they wind up on dry land, they have a different issue of sheretz aretz, because once they touch ground, they become a sheretz aretz. So there's two different conceptions in the whole set of issues. So for that, we're really talking about three issues, but we see how they're all intertwined. In this Gemara, they're all intertwined, and what you hold about one, to a large extent, impales what you're going to hold about the other. The three issues are, number one, what's the get of sheretz ha'aretz? The sheretz ha'aretz, any bug that was on dry land for and was reichish on dry land, whereas the sheretz ha'aretz is a bug whose tevis to be in dry land. And by extension, all the other kinds of shots on sheretz ha'aretz, sheretz ha'if, do they have to, are they defined by their intrinsic nature? Or are they defined by the fact that they was reichish on a minute, it fell onto dry land, and it squirmed around for a little bit, it becomes a sheretz ha'aretz. That's one issue. Then we have a second issue, which is the lav for sheretz ha'mayim the same lav as dogim t'mayim? Kol ha'shen l'snapir v'kaskeses, like Rashi and the Ramban? Or is the issue endless snapir v'kaskeses only by fish? And only things that have the tzur of a fish. But everything else, it doesn't have the tzur of a fish, great and small, the Ramban said, you have great big things like dolphins, I'm saying big creatures, little creatures, anything that's not the tzur of a fish. Hayatayon, anything that doesn't have the tzur of a fish, sea lions and plankton, whatever it is, anything that doesn't have the tzur of a fish, the ram holds not a fish, it doesn't go under the heading of kol ha'shen l'snapir v'kaskeses. It's a separate lav. What's the lav? Doesn't say a lav for sheretz ha'mayim. The generic lav, kol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz, al t'tamu l'snasechem, v'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz. It's a generic lav for all shrotzman, which includes sheretz ha'mayim. That's the second issue. And then the third issue is mayim shibakalim. Is mayim shibakalim a matir, because it becomes part of the mayim, and it takes off the issa? Or is it head to mayim shibakalim that you don't need simon if you weren't born by yom v'nechol? Well, these three issues, they're all interconnected, and they all hinge on how to read this Gemara. Rashi, the Ramban, they read the Gemara that when the bug was pierced with Saviosa, the various in the Gemara, you over for Asheretz Asheretz Al Arts. It becomes Asheretz Arts. Number one, you see that Asheretz Arts, you don't have to have the teva of Asheretz Arts. Even a few seconds encounter with the dry land makes you into Asheretz Arts. Number two, you see that you're not like if Asheretz Amayim, it's no longer in the Mayim. So it doesn't have the matir of share of mayim. It says mayim is not a matir. If you're not from the yom v'nechalim, you don't need to sefer v'kaskeses. Which in turn means that the issue of sheretz hamayim has to do with sefer v'kaskeses, because it's the lav of sheretz hamayim is kol ha'shein l'sefer v'kaskeses. So all of those three issues are entailed. One entails the other. And the Ram is the other way around. The Ram was gerus in the Gemara. Not kol ha'sheretz 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 al-oretz, but just ha'sheretz ha'sheretz. The Ram reads the Gemara that when the bug falls out of the water, you're either for sheretz hasheretz, meaning the issue of sheretz hamayim. Why sheretz hamayim? Why sheretz hamayim? It was never the yom v'necholim. There it says, it's not a thing that you need yom v'necholim in order to require snapir v'kaskeses. And we're not even talking about the lav snapir v'kaskeses. We're talking about the lav of sheretz hasheretz. It's a different lav entirely, the lav of shotzim. Rather, mayim shivkelim is a matir, and it's normally matir. Even the issur of shot of it's matir the issur, not only issur of dakomi, but it's also matir the issur shotsim. But if it's pirish, then you lose the matir, and now it reverts to the issur of sheretz hamayim. And if it has wings, to the issur of sheretz ha'if also. Like Ram said, it could be sheretz hamayim and a sheretz ha'if. But it doesn't be. But you're not able for sheretz ha'aretz, because to be a sheretz ha'aretz, it has to be a beetle, something whose teva is to live on the earth. This bug's teva is to live in the water. Maybe his wings also, so maybe his teva is to fly. So Kozman, it was never perishman and mayim, and as they had the mayim shibakalim, it's part of the water. The second this perish onto the tzaviyos, it's no longer part of the water. So now it reverts to its intrinsic identity of being a sheretz hamayim, or being a sheretz ha'if. Okay, good. Let's go back to Akumar, Amar Shmuel. You have a gourd, and it became wormy while it was still attached to the ground. Asura mishum asheret asheret el arts. Paklachi. Ba'idim l'chuberes. Sheret el arts. V'yasura ha'delas lechel. V'chevan d'maleches v'techa kishos. V'him l'chuberes v'karka. Havi k'maleches al gabi karka. Aber l'kli lachem mikan muteres at shetesi labir. So Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara, we're talking about the Yisuf Sheretz Arts. Same as before by the Tzav Yosef. So if a bug is perish onto the Arts, it's a Sheretz Arts. If it's not perish onto the Arts, if it was never on the Arts, not a Sheretz Arts. So if you have a fruit that became wormy, so the worm's inside, you have an apple, inside the apple is a worm. That worm was never on the Arts. The Gemara says, Shmuel says, this is distinct. Depends. When did the apple get this worm? If the worm was born in the apple while the apple was still on the tree, then the apple is the arts. So then the worm inside the apple was sharetz al arts. But if the worm was born after the apple was perished from the tree, so then it was never, so after the apple was perished from the tree, so then it was never, so the apple's not the arts. The apple's not the arts. So this worm was never perished, was never sharetz al arts. So the notice of sharetz al arts. Not over here. Where's the Gemara? Oh, earlier, that's Mechestes brings it. That if you have, let's say you have fruit and you find bugs inside, so you have to be cautious that maybe they became buggy while they were still attached to the ground. But if the fruit was already in storage for more than 12 months, bugs don't live for more than 12 months, then you know for sure that these bugs were hatched or were engendered after the fruit was harvested. So then the fruit, then it's mutter. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Ram can't learn that way. The Ram is not going to be able to learn the Gemara like Rashi. Without even looking at the Ram, we know he's not going to be able to learn the Gemara like Rashi. Because the Ram learns that to be a Sheretz Ha'aretz, or to be a Sheretz Ha'if, you don't have to fly to be a Sheretz Ha'if. You have to have the nature of flying to be a Sheretz Ha'if. So you have Chushim Shesinanon, they never left the water. They were never left the water, that's why you're allowed to drink them. But the minute they fall onto the Tzav Yosef, you're like the Sheretz Ha'mayim and Sheretz Ha'if, the Ram said. Why? Because Be'etzim, the Tev is to fly. So you see, we're interested in the Etzim Tev of this thing. Is it a Sheretz Ha'if? Be'etzim, it maybe never was in the air, but it's a Sheretz Ha'if Be'etzim. While it's in the Mayim Shebekelim, it has the Mak. So some of the same thing with Sheretz Ha'aretz. Sheretz Ha'aretz is something that Be'etzim, it makes you to be Al-Aretz. So who cares if it's in a fruit, not in a fruit? What's the difference? It's by its nature, it's a Sheretz Ha'aretz. So you can't learn that the issue of here is, well, if it walks on the ground, then it becomes a Sheretz Ha'aretz. And if it doesn't walk on the ground, it doesn't become a Sheretz Ha'aretz. You don't have to walk on the ground to be a Sheretz Ha'aretz. Walking on the ground is not what makes you with the Sheretz Ha'aretz. What makes you with the Sheretz Ha'aretz is that your teva is to live on the ground. But this bug, it didn't change its teva because of when it was born. That's where I'm learning this Gemara. Let's see. Rams in Allah Yadal. Look down. Elu aminim hanivroim b'peirus yu b'machalos. The Ram is listing throughout the parak the different kinds of shrotzim. So earlier he talked about sheretz ha'aretz, and he talked about and then he talked about sheretz hamayim. Aloch yibayis have sheretz hamayim. Aloch, which doesn't have its own lav, but it's part of the generic lav of kol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz. Then aloch yigimel, he talks about, Ram holds is a special lav for minim that are not parah v'rova. Well, because the Rambam is a separate lab from minim and apar of a rava. Ela minim should run bashbeis of begufi and avelus for maggots. Then alocha yudalid. Elo aminim hanivron bepeiris ubemachalis. Bugs that are born in food. Bepeiris ubemachalis. They have their own lab. In pirshu v'yotzu la'aretz, afal pishachozu l'teich ha'ichel, mishachachim hen kezayis loike, shenemar, l'chal ha'sheretz, ha'sheretz ala aretz, le'soifun kishek etzen. Lesser elu shepirshu la'aretz. Abam lo'y pirshu mut l'echel ha'priva t'elav shebetech. So first of all, there's a chiddush here in Rambam. The Rambam holds there's a separate lab for shrotzei peiris, separate from the lab of sheretz ha'aretz. The Rashi was clearly not the way. The Ramban also doesn't hold the way. The Rambam holds there's two separate lab. It's two psukim. It's a pasuk in Parashat Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph. Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. Kol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz sheketzu lo yechel. That's Sheretz Ha'aretz. Kol ha'lech ha'gochen, kol ha'lech ha'arbat, kol ha'mabir reglayim. V'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz. That's this pasuk. L'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz. Lo yisoichlum, kishek etein. The Ram learns that this l'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz lo yisoichlum, kishek etein is a different laugh. First we had a laugh, l'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz, pasuk mem aleph. And now pasuk mem beis is a different laugh. L'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz. And that's the lab for Shotzei HaPeres. And they ask in the Rambam. I think the Rabban has the kasha in the Rambam. The Rabban has similar kasha in the Rambam. I think he has this kasha too. Gemara is it sad that Tobiah soon in the Gemara that you have a talas and a pri? How much does it have to be purged? Does it have to be purged to the oretz? While it's in the pri, it's mut. That's for sure. Because while it's in the pri, it's mut. Does it have to be purged to the oretz? What if it was only purged to the abir? We'll go through the Gemara more in detail, Mr. Shem. I don't know, today or tomorrow or next week. But what if it was only perished into the Avir? It wasn't perished Mamish to the Oros. It's a bindle of Shittah. Ram says you're not like it. In order to be like it, it has to be perished to the Oros. So, yes, the Ramam. So then, this lab the Ram has of Telasa Peris, it's only activated when it's perished to the Oros. Well, if it's perished to the Oros, it's a Sheretz Oros. So why does it have its own lab? The whole lab of Kelasa Peres is only Nagay by the Gemara, by Livshito. But there's a time in the Gemara that is only activated if it reaches the land. Well, if it reaches the land, it's a Sheretz Ha'aretz. So it's a Sheretz Ha'aretz anyway. So why don't we need a separate lab of Kelasa Peres? Every Kelasa Peres is only Nagay when it's already a Sheretz Ha'aretz. So they ask on the Ram. So the answer is obvious. In the light of everything we've said, the answer is obvious. What's the answer?
It's based on Teva.
This is not a Sheretz Ha'aretz because it's Tevas not to live on the Ha'aretz. Right now it's Tevas to live in Paris. Maybe it fell out. It fell out of bed and it landed on the ground. So it's Paris from the pre. But it's Tevas still to be a Telas HaPeres. And the Ram holds the Teva of Telas HaPeres is a different Teva than Shotzei Ha'aretz. And the Torah is Miachad of their separate lab. There's a separate lab for bugs that live on the ground, that their nature is to live in the ground. And there's a separate lab for Telas HaPeres that whose nature is to live in fruit. But nonetheless, we learn out some from the Lashon of Al Ha'aretz, the Chol Ha'aretz, Al Ha'aretz. What does it mean, Al Ha'aretz? It's in the Peiris, not Al Ha'aretz. So we learn out, apparently, Alocha, that it has to be Peiris from the Pri. Maybe it's enough to be Peiris to the Abir. Maybe it's enough to be Peiris to the Shetach of the Pri, the outside of the Pri. Maybe it has to know, maybe it has to be Peiris Mamash to the Ha'aretz. Those are the bias in the Gemara later. But it has to be Peiris from the Pri. Why does it have to be Peiris from the Pri? If it's also Be'etzim as Telas HaPeiris, so why do we need it for it to be purged from the pre in order to have the issue? So what would you say? You get in light of the above, it's I think the answer Mamish emerges Melech. How does I understand this halacha? Yeah, Eitan.
Inside the pre there's a heter.
Inside the pre there's a heter. Just like inside Mayim Shebekelim there's a heter, because I look at it as being part of the Mayim. So inside the pre, Kozman is not perishing the pre, there's a heter of there's a heter that's part of the pre. And then it's Madrik and Rama, because the Rama says, we'll go. Yeah, the Rambam, after he brings this halacha about telash and peris, and if it leaves the pri, then it's also, even if it comes back, but it's, if it never left the pri, it's mutter, the halacha that we're learning right now. This is, right, halacha yadalad, again. Haminim and Rambam, peris of macholis, pishu v'yotzul, or it's afri shechazu, so you like it. But if they were never perish, so then you're not like it. In lay pishu, mutter lechel ha-pri, v'atelash v'taycha, as long as they were never perish, it's mutter eat the pri v'atelash, and by the way, it's mutter and Rambam. It's only mutter to eat the pre vehatelashe b'toichle together. Same way by mayim shishit. So the Rambam's lashon was im hamayim. The achrayim and b'dayik can't just pull the bug out and eat it. You can only drink it im hamayim. We explain because it has to be part of the mayim. Otherwise, the whole heter is that it's part of the mayim. The Rambam is the same lashon by the bug. You can eat the worm im hapri. You can eat the worm with the apple, but you can't just suck out the worm because the heter is only because it's part of the apple. And the minute you separate it out, it's perish. So that's about it also. I mean, anyway, if you eat separately, it's just eating the pre. You can't have that. You don't have the head there of Vima Pre. Then the Ram continues. He goes into all the details. If it's Mechubar, if then it's considered to be perish automatically. And that's Halachat Tezvav. Medva Amurim Shetliya Harichal Achash in Ekem and Arts. Avon Mechliya Vom Mechubar Oysa Talas Asura Kilo Pirshal Arts. Shala Arts Nibes Veloikin Aleh. When the apple, that's Shmuel's Halacha. Ram passing Shmuel's Halacha. If the fruit developed the worm while the fruit was attached to the tree, so it's also. But why is it also to the Rambam? Because it's kilu pirish. Very Madrik and Rambam doesn't say because it's al ha'aretz. The apple now is the apple's attached to the tree, so the apple is aretz. So it's a sheretz aretz. Right? It's not a sheretz aretz. It's a sheretz apri. It's a telas apri. But a telas apri has to be pirish. Has to be pirish for aretz in order to be also. Well, if the apple is on the tree, then the apple is part of the aretz, so it's automatically like it was pirish for aretz. Counterintuitive, but if it's the answer is the fairish, it's kilu pirish. If the apple is attached to the tree, then the worm that's inside the apple is kilu pirish from the apple. I look at it as having gone in the arts, and now it's separate from the apple, and you lose the head. You lose the head there, and you get the lab. But what's the lab? Not sheretz arts. The lab is still telasa peris, because it's tevis to live in peris, not to live on the arts. This is a telasa peris, not a sheretz arts. It's not a beetle, it's not a snake. It's a worm in an apple. The lab of sheretz is to last a peris. It's clear now. The lab is to last a peris. But it has to be perish from the pre. So when the apple is mechuba to the oritz, so the worm inside is ki'ilu, that it went on the oritz, ki'ilu was perish from the apple. So now you can have the lab of to last a peris. And the Ram continues.
Those kinds of fruit that they develop worms while they're on the tree, but if the tree is
already 12 months since the tree was harvested, so then you don't have to check it. So if there's any worms in there, they're new worms, and new worms are mutter. Then he talks about pishul avir, this is my bayit alishato. Then the Rambam is halachi zayin to lashin into mei adogim, that's more later on, but it's also the same idea. And then the Rambam says, in the middle of halachi zayin, v'chein hamayim shibakelim sheshitzer eisen ashotzum tar. What's v'chein? What's that to v'chein? Two different halachos. This is halacha of telasa peris, that it wasn't done, that it has to be perish la'aretz. We learn that from al ha'aretz. And this is a different halacha, yom menacholim, mayim shebekelim. What did one thing have to do with the other? Why is this v'chein? It's v'chein because conceptually it's the same idea. The heter of telash shebeperis really is a lav for telash shebeperis. Telash shebeperis have a separate lav. But it's also a heter. If it wasn't perish from the pre, it's part of the pre. And the same thing by the same thing by mayim shebekelim. Nothing even to do with it. It's nothing even to do with this. With the specific
lav of sheretz ha-mayim. It's a halacha of mayim shebekeilim, that mayim, just like kozman shel pirish min ha-pri, it's part of the pri, kozman shel pirish min ha-mayim, it's part of the mayim. Back to the chayim. And there's another, I'm Amish Gavala Gadir. The famous Sadrun, the Abi Hendel.
Would we go as far to say that, I don't know, possibly, let's say you have Paris Orla. Like if the heter is only off the heter of the pre, I'm not thinking about it. Like later on in the Gemara, if you ate Paris Orla, would you get the Isra? I'm thinking out later on with the Basar, with the Gemara by the Basar, that it's also the fact that prior to Shechita, I mean it's still also because prior to Shechita there was an Isra. Would the Rambam say similarly by Paris Orla because it's only from the head there of the Paris or not?
I'm not sure what would be the case. What's the case that you have in mind?
You ate Paris Orla that a bug spontaneously generated with in one of them.
You mean are you like on the bug for the Orla? Like will the bug be mistar for the Kazayas to be like for Orla? Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't want to say for sure. This is big mokum chalim. But maybe if Islam is part of the pre. Yeah, maybe it's a mukhluk, it's not mamish pri, it's a tuffle to the pri. Doesn't mean it's mamish pri. I don't know if you make a very pre-eats on it. But if you eat the bug by itself, if you sucked out the bug, you're like, it's only ima mayim, it's mukhluk, or ima pri. Because it's tuffle to the pri. So hak de kach, that it should have other dinim of the pri, lay there. It's not mukhluk. I want to point out a very striking thing in the Rambam. The lav of sheretz ha-mayim is an aloch yud beis. Sheretz ha-mayim is aloch yud beis. Ha-yichol kezayis mi sheretz ha-mayim. Then aloch yud gimel is shotzim the napar v'rova. Aloch yud dalet is pelas ha-peiris. Yes, peiris, not peiris. And then aloch yud zayin, after he finishes that, he comes back to v'chein ha-mayim shebekelim. He starts again talking about mayim shebekelim. Why is Mayim Shebekelim over here? Mayim Shebekelim should be before in Aloch Yud Beis. We talked about the Issur of Sheretz HaMayim. The Teretz says that the Heter Mayim Shebekelim is not a Heter only for Mayim. It's not nothing. It's really nothing to do with Sheretz HaMayim. First of all, it's not a pasuk by Sheretz HaMayim. It's a pasuk by Dag Tomei, which according to the Rambam is a different lav entirely. English Tapir Bekaskes. So it's not a pasuk by Sheretz HaMayim. It's a pasuk by Dogim Tomeim. Furthermore, the heter of Mayim Shebekelim is not limited to Shotzei Mayim. The heter of Mayim Shebekelim applies to Sheretz Ha'if too. You have Chushim Shesinan on the Rambam says that if since they have wings, you like it for Sheretz Ha'im and Sheretz Ha'if. But till you're Messiah them, when they're in the water, they weren't perished in the water, so they're mutter. Mayim Shebekelim has nothing to do with it. It's not a specific din in Hilchos Shotzei Mayim. It's a general din that Kozman is not perished in the Mayim Shebekelim. It's part of the Mayim. And the Rambam connects it to the din of Telas HaPeres. But it's very similar to the halacha of Telas HaPeres. That Telas HaPeres is a mutter, even though there's a separate law for Telas HaPeres. What happened to Telas HaPeres be mutter? The Torah is miyachad a law for Telas HaPeres. Yeah, when it was perish and it went back into the pre. And then you eat it with the pre and it's okay. But then there's a law. Then there's a law. A separate law for Telas HaPeres. But Kotman, it was never perish from the pre, and the pre was not attached to the ground. And it was matliya while it was tolish. So it's part of the pre. It's part of the food. I look at it as food gets wormy sometimes. That's part of the food. So the Ram, I am Shibachem, the same idea. Yeah. it's coming out the same way you had a fundamental Masechus Rashi in the Rambam on the one end, and the Rambam on the other, by the Din of Mayim Shevikelim, and the case of the bugs that went out onto the filter and fell back in. That how to understand it? The Rashi and the Rambam learned it's not a Sheretz HaMayim because it wasn't born by Yom Nechalim, but it becomes a Sheretz HaAretz because it was Sheretz HaAretz. And the Ram learns, no, it's a Sheretz HaMayim. Maybe Sheretz HaLeifa that has wings also, but it's a Sheretz HaMayim. But because now that it's in the water, it wasn't perished in the water, it has the matir. When it leaves, it loses the matir and it becomes a Sheretz HaMayim. So we have the same thing by Perishit Tliu. A peri that was matlia, and the worm went out onto the arts, and then it came back in. Or the Mechubar Shmuel says that's also as if it went out and came back in. What's the issa? Rashi learns, and I think the Ramban also, that the issa is sheretz arts. Sheretz arts, and sheretz arts means it has to go on the ground. It's the same issa as Pirish L'Tzavi also. When the worm in the apple, the worm is mutter, because it was never al arts. The Torah says, a sheretz al arts. In the apple, the sheretz was never al arutz. When the worm leaves the apple and the sheretz al arutz, it becomes a sheretz al arutz. No different than a beetle, and no different than a snake, and no different than a sheretz amayim that fell out of bed and wound up on the land. They're all sheretz arutz because they were rechesh al arutz. We have to point to the Rambam. These are none of them sheretz arutz. The bug that fell into the bug in the beer that fell onto the filter, that's not a sheretz arutz because it doesn't live in the arutz. It lives in the beer. It's not a sheretz arutz. And these payers over here, these worms, they're also not a sheretz arutz because they don't live on the land. They live in apples, so they're not a sheretz arutz. So why are they also? Because there's a lav for worms and apples. There's a separate lav for telas payers. Why does it have to leave and come back in order for the Yisrael to be chal? Because the Torah says ala arts, but ala arts over here doesn't mean it's a sheretz arts, it's a sheretz apeiros. The Torah means, but it has to be perished from a pri, otherwise it's part of the pri. So a worm in an apple that left the apple and went back in, so that's a telas apeiros at its own lab. It's lab is that it's a telas apeiros. But it had to leave the apple first, or it has to be born b'mechubur, according to Shmuel, because it has this extra tonight that has to be perished from the apple, otherwise it's part of the apple. But when it comes back to the apple after it was perished, the issur is not an issur of sheretz arutz because it doesn't live in the arutz; it lives in the pri. The issur is telas aperis. Telas aperis is a separate law. What happens there is consistent of it. This whole, both gemaras, the whole way through. Yeah. Okay. To be continued, Mitzvah. Okay, thank you. Next week. Everybody have a good Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos, Rabbi.
Rabbi, for the Rambam now, do we not need to change the gears in the Gemara? We can keep it as Ala Aret because...
Yeah, this Gemara we don't have to change because it's the same puzzle. I mean, because both psukim have the same language. According to the Rambam, it's two different psukim, but they sound enough alike that we don't need to change the gears in the Gemara. Because Pasuk Mem Aleph, which is the Pasuk of Sheretz Aretz, is B'chol HaSheretz HaSheretz Ala Aretz. B'chol HaSheretz HaSheretz El Aretz. Pasuk Membeis, which is the Pasuk of Pelas HaPeiros, is L'chol HaSheretz HaSheretz El Aretz. So the only difference is one is V'chol and one is L'chol. The Gemara don't have either one. So it's HaSheretz HaSheretz El Aretz. So it could be Pasuk Membeis. It could be Pasuk Membeis. But if you're the Rambam, it's Pasuk Membeis. We don't even need to change any. We don't need to change any of your size. Hey.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Oh, good.